This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money and Patty Cohen of Pacific Union Realty.
Yeah, well, now it's Pacific Compass.
And now it's Compass. Now okay, Compass. So now, see, I'm going to change this here. I'm going to cross this out, and I'm going to say of Compass.
Formerly Compass.
Okay, which we have an email question that has to do kind of with that. We'll get into it in just a minute.
Okay.
Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show, and that certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. The certificate's worth over $100, and shh, don't tell anybody, but it's transferable. So you can do a gift to somebody, and it's right around Christmas time, so that's what you're going to do. Trivia theme is, what do certain initials stand for? And don't worry, it's not SOB. That's not one of them. All right. Want to start off. Now, we usually do things a little differently, we're doing things a little differently today. Nam, let's talk about what Pacific Private Money does and a deal of the week, because I've got a deal for you, too.
Sure. So, Pacific Private Money, we are private lenders, alternative finance, located in Marin. We lend throughout California on residential, well, real estate, primarily residential, but a lot of people come to us, borrowers, and actually realtors and mortgage brokers come to us when conventional financing isn't an option for a borrower. And there's a lot of different reasons why some of them we'll cover in the deal of the week. But we always cover the deals of the week, which really highlight really the scenarios why somebody would come to us.
Yeah, because you charge more than a typical bank.
Yeah, people think of hard money as, well, it's expensive. Yes, it is more expensive than a bank, but it solves a problem. Typically, it's short term. But ultimately, you know, our goal is to solve that problem for the borrower, solve it for the mortgage broker or realtor, but really long-term get that borrower into a lower cost loan. Okay. So, you know, Pacific Private Money, we lend, again, on residential real estate. And, you know, private lenders are more flexible than banks. So one of the reasons why we exist is that we can be more subjective about evaluating a loan and its merits and the merits of the borrower and the property. And ultimately, you know, people come to us for that flexibility, but also for that speed. Because banks typically take longer, especially over the last several years. Banks typically take 45 to 60 days to fund a loan, where in private lending, and certainly in the case at Pacific Private Money, we're closing loans in as little as a week. You know, obviously, we want a couple of weeks or maybe three, but if we need to, we can close fast.
Well, I'll give an example. I had a call from a doctor who is looking to purchase equipment and remodel the office. Is in a bind because the typical doctor, they want to write off as much on their tax return as possible, pay as little taxes. Problem is, when they show the tax return to the bank, the bank says, gee, you don't qualify. And they go, yeah, but I make a lot of money, you know. And so they said, well, as soon as 2018's tax returns are done, if you're going to make more money, that'll be fine. We can look at 2018. Problem is, this doctor needs to do something now. Can't wait until April or so when the K-1s and all that other stuff comes in. Can't do the tax return fast enough. What's that person going to do? And the problem is that the contractor says, listen, if you don't get into contract with me now, with all the Santa Rosa fires and everything, I've got a million jobs lined up. I need to sign something with you. So what is that doctor going to do? Doctor needs to... Now, here's the thing. We don't do loans on equipment. Mm-hmm. So the question comes up, do you own any real estate? Well, yes, own a house. Well, there was enough equity in the house to where making a loan backed by the house, collateralized by the house, makes sense for the lender. Right. And then also for this person to go ahead, the doctor to go ahead and borrow the money. And then when the time comes next year, go ahead and refinance with a bank and get cashed out. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah.
But it works.
You know, when you highlight three things. So first of all, it's a doctor who's borrowing from us, yeah. not somebody who is credit challenged or mm-hmm. or low income. I mean, and that's very Correct. Common in the themes, the deals of the week we've talked about in the past year. The other thing was the speed.
Yep.
But also the fact that the collateral, the use of the funds isn't to purchase a home. They're using their home as collateral, but it's to purchase equipment. So yeah. as private lenders, as long as the asset is real estate,
yeah.
we can lend for a number of different reasons.
Yeah. And you got to figure also this person is not just, you know, using the money to go on vacation. Right. This doctor is using it to
exactly.
enhance yeah. the income that'll make things even look even better.
Yeah. Going to go up to Tahoe with the proceeds.
Yes,
right?
exactly. Yeah. Sure, why not? Tell you what, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. Want to make a quick mention here for the Schooner Frida B, which is from SF Bay Adventures. I don't know if you've ever taken a sailboat out on the water on the San Francisco Bay, but the Schooner Frida B is an ecologically themed tour of the Marin Headlands. Kind of cool. If you like sailing, check them out. SFBayAdventures.com. All right. Our first trivia question, again, what do these initials stand for? Some of these are easy and some are hard. Okay. What does NATO stand for? N-A-T-O. Mm-hmm. All right. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate worth over $100. What does NATO stand for? All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Fellow listeners, Forbes magazine recently suggested Google Ads can boost profits quickly. Want to work with better clients? Google networks control nearly 80% of online ads. As a search marketing specialist, we know the secrets to a higher conversion. Curious if AdWords will work for you? Let's chat. The system we used helped our clients earn six figures in revenue last year. We regularly outperform other certified partners. There are no long-term contracts. Take advantage of our multi-point AdWords audit for listeners of this show and receive a $300 discount. But this is a limited-time offer, so call now, 712-307-0303. That's 712-307-0303. Or go to unlimitedclients.net. Unlimited Clients is a member of the iTechs trading community. Your iTechs dollars are welcome. Unlimitedclients.net.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Nam Phan and Patty Cohen. First trivia question, what does NATO stand for?
North Atlantic Treaty. organization.
Very good. Right. Yeah. You got to get that O in there, too. Hey, want to make a quick mention here for Gold Rush Jewelers in San Rafael and Novato. I think they also have a Petaluma office.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
they're great.
A shop.
Store.
Yeah, the store. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Nice. The cool thing is they don't just try to sell you stuff. You know, if you go in there, you just want, let's say, jewelry fixed, they can usually do it right there on the spot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then,
and for like $10. Yeah, I mean, you go in there, I'm like, how much?
Yeah, no, they're very, very reasonably priced. Rick Lewis, he was a guest on the show, kind of teaching us a little bit about jewelry, mm-hmm. diamonds, and all that fun stuff. And
oh, neat.
He's a good guy. Good guy. So check them out, Gold Rush Jewelers. All right, Patty, what do you got for us?
Well, it's such an interesting market because it wasn't clear which way we were going, and it's becoming more and more clear that we are definitely entering the shift. You know, I don't want to say buyer's market. That's maybe right. Too strong.
Well, you know what? Shift happens.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of it goes down around here.
Best joke of the year there, Edward.
Yeah, thank you. The fans go wild toward the end of the year. Yeah.
So, yeah, what's, you know, big question all the time is what's happening with the real estate market, which is a lot to do with our economy. And most of us have the majority of our wealth tied up in real estate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So everybody wants to know. That's all we really try to talk about here is kind of like where are we going and who really knows. However, I do see a shift. I see some cracks in the whole thing, and I've been saying that for a long time.
I was going to say, it's not so much because it's the holiday season.
No, okay. It's not. So here's an example from Business Insider. 82% of CFOs say they see a recession beginning in 2020, while 50% see it by the end of 2019. 97% of African CFOs say their country will be in a recession no later than the year end of 2019. 86 in CFOs say the same in Canada, 67 in Europe, 50. So it's all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary. It's not just Bay Area real estate.
Yeah. Well, if you notice, in fact, I had a little note here that the Fed just raised the interest rates this week.
Right.
Another 0.25%. The day they did it, the market dropped another 350 points. And if you look at the January 1st of 2018, the Dow was at 25,300. Now, as we're doing the show, it's 23,300. That's a 2,000 points, 8% loss for the year.
For the year, right.
Ouch.
Yeah. Now, that's in the stock market. At Pacific Private Money, you guys didn't lose money.
No, not at all. We returned and we continue to return 7.5%
interest
annualized to our investors.
That's even gooder than losing.
Yes,
I like
that's
that.
That's right.
Gooder.
Even more gooder.
Bigly.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, and I mean, and even so that's CFOs. If you look at consumers, 75% of respondents to a survey think that the nation's housing market is beginning to slow. More than 20% of Californians believe the housing market is cooling the most of any state.
Well, it's interesting because there's a house that they did a remodel not too far from me. And I think it's just overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's making it not move.
Yeah, there's a combination of things always, but price is always the big one to start with.
Yeah. I mean, at some price, something will always sell.
Exactly.
Right? And at some point, it'll never sell.
Yep.
And unfortunately, this thing has been sitting around for a few months, and I know that they popped a lot of money in to remodeling.
There was a home in Woodside that was listed years ago for $44 million. I just saw this in the Chronicle.
Is it 25 now?
And it went down to 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now, I think this weekend, it's going to go on auction in Hong Kong.
Ouch.
So they're trying to get out of country buyers.
For what's the, is there a minimum price?
There's no reserve.
Oh my
really?
God.
Really?
Yeah.
So
that's
I could bid
really
$100,000 and no, they got to be able
risky.
To say no. Yeah.
Yeah.
With auctions?
Yeah. So they're trying to, you know, tap into Hong Kong money or Asian money. But, you know, it's been on the market for years.
Things are not good. I mean, like I've got about 6 listings coming up, and all of them were expired, meaning that they tried in 2018 when anybody thought that anything could sell.
Yeah.
Now I'm taking those listings and figuring out, okay, let's put some money into them and figure out what to do.
Now, were these your listings?
No, they weren't.
No, okay.
So I do a lot with expired listings.
Yeah.
Now, one thing about Compass, they have a concierge program where they will pay for the homeowners at no interest, the homeowners cost to fix up the property.
Really?
It could be $50,000.
Yeah.
Yep. They also will do bridge loans at no charge.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Huh. Interesting. Wow. So are they going to go down the path of like Zillow and Open Door and buy homes directly from a client?
No.
Okay. You know, I could see really that being a difficult
Well, especially in a down market.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that there's any, you know, bad things going on per se, but couldn't some attorney kind of look at that as a conflict of interest?
Oh, the bridge loans?
Yeah.
Oh,
not bridge loans. Oh. Buying the property from
Absolutely. Yeah. I would think so. Yeah. No, Compass is not that. They're very agent-centric. They're very much about and the bridge loans. They're not doing bridge loans.
Yeah.
But if we have a client who can't get to their next home, they'll do an interest-free thing. And they know what the
there's no way that anyone could complain about that.
Yeah.
Right? Just you're just giving them money.
And even the concierge service at no interest, they know they're going to lose money on that. But it's okay compared to the amount that they're getting from
the
listings that they wouldn't get and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So it's quite a progressive company.
That is really very interesting marketing because it's interesting. It's like if you have a listing and it expires, it gets a little stale. Sometimes just bringing on a new agent, a new fresh look with that. And so I could see where if they're going to lose a listing, they say, hey, listen, we'll just stay with us for a while and we'll have this concierge service.
Yeah.
Very smart.
I mean, I'm just taking these listings and some of the people have money to put in, but a lot of them don't have any money. And they're like, sorry, this is it. And I'm like, well, now we have a program I can talk to you about. And that's very rare.
Yeah, that's rare. There's a lot going on in residential real estate. But going back to the cool down, so Redfin predicts big real estate cool down in 2019 in tech hubs like Seattle, San Francisco feeling it the most. But when we're talking about a correction or cool down, we're really not talking about a cool down, not recession
crash.
Per se. We're not talking about a crash.
No.
We're talking about going into more of a balanced market.
A plateau market, tabletop.
Maybe we can talk about days on market and, you know, how long it typically takes for this transition to occur before we can call it like a true buyer's market. So
that's a good point. You know, what's the definition of that?
Yeah, because the sky's not falling.
No.
When it comes to real estate, it's just the prices aren't going to go crazy like they had been for the last 10 years.
Nor should they.
Yeah, I mean, if they stay, I don't say not even stabilized, but if they go up, you know, 2 or 3% a year, that's okay.
Right. Yeah. And this is normal for our market and it's predictable. Welcome and normal.
Yeah.
We have waves of 5 to 7 years, both in the, like, quote, buyer's market and seller's market.
Right.
Just because it's a buyer's market doesn't mean that the sky is falling. It just means the terms become more favorable to buyers.
Right.
It takes a little longer to sell.
Do you think we'll start seeing more contingency offers?
Yeah. Oh,
really?
And maybe a lease option here and there.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Buyers being more demanding for homes to be in.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like the creativity of it.
Yeah.
Though, I gotta say.
No more, you know, not no more, but so many times it was all cash, 10-day close. Or you're out.
Yeah.
No contingencies. And no contingencies. I've been doing this 30 years and I've never seen until this time where people will just go in with zero contingencies.
Yeah, for the right price, I guess it's worth it. All right, here's our second trivia question. What does OPEC stand for? Now, we all know what OPEC is, right? Yeah. With oil in the Middle East, right? But what does it stand for? OPEC. All right.
I know.
Really? Okay, very good. All right. We'll see how good you are. Call 888-912-1190. First caller with the correct answer wins that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
How often do you want a jeweler to just fix something for you without trying to sell you something? At Gold Rush Jewelers in San Rafael, they do just that. Of course, they have a beautiful selection of watches and jewelry if you want to buy something, but wouldn't it be nice to walk into a jeweler's store without the high pressure? Most repairs can be done while you wait. Gold Rush Jewelers will do appraisals, repairs, and they have the largest selection of fine jewelry, including a wonderful selection of bridal and estate jewelry that anybody offers in the North Bay. Check out goldrushjewelers.com or call 415-457-2101.
Set sail aboard the schooner Frida B for an ecology-themed tour of the Marin Headlands. This signature sail, boarding in Sausalito, will take you under the Golden Gate Bridge all the way out to Point Bonita Lighthouse. This is a prime area for wildlife since it's only viewable from the water, while a naturalist on board guides you through the whole experience. You'll learn about the diverse ecosystems of the San Francisco Bay with frequent wildlife sightings, and then return in time for brunch at one of Sausalito's many delicious restaurants. sfbayadventures.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and Patty Cohen. Second trivia question was, what does OPEC stand for?
Oil producing countries at the end. I don't know. Economic?
I mean, that's what I would have thought. Something like that.
Yeah.
Nam?
Same.
That
same.
Would be called. That's a nice way of saying no. No,
I got the first one right.
Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, you think the O would be oil, like oil producing? I would have thought that too. But I've got answers here, and that ain't it. All right. Hey, Patty, we have a question that came in for you. It says, "I have noticed what seems like a consolidation of realty firms. Why do you think that is? First of all, is that happening? Yeah. And if so, why?"
Well, in a way, it's always happening. Oh. And yes, it is happening. And think of it just for a minute, an analogy of like, what if, you know, Kmart and Target merged. So there's that level of merging. And then there's the old, you know, right on Main Street, you know, somebody goes out of business after 60 years or they buy up the competitor down the street. So that's the same thing. There's some of that going on in real estate where recently, at least in Marin, one company kind of merged. Oh, or not merged, split. But they split.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, frankly, a divorce. Husband decides to take half the, you know, see who's going to follow the Pied Piper. You know what?
Yeah.
So there's that. But then there's other things like Compass, who is huge and really came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, who funded, who are they?
No one knows Compass. And it's young, well-funded people.
Well, it's got to be well-funded.
Well-funded.
Sure.
Big vision. And the vision was to have a 20% market share in the top 20 markets by 2020. Hmm. And 20% market share is really actually
big. Yeah,
it
sure
is.
You know, anyway, so they now have it. They are on track for having that, number one. That's amazing.
In Marin, was there anybody who had 20%?
Well, Pacific Union, kind of, the whole entire Bay Area, we had 18. We had more than 25% in Marin,
okay. Mm-hmm.
But in the entire San Francisco Bay Area, which is where they wanted to be, the 20%, we're now them, and they had already a few, so they did it in here. They've done it in many, or on track to do it in the top 20 markets, and then some.
Mm-hmm.
And really fast moving, innovative.
So they're not afraid of, you know, Zillow and some of these other big companies or any of these companies that say, the agent will go by the wayside or something like that.
No, and it's really in some ways going to combat Zillow, because all the real estate companies would need to do is decide that they're not going to share their listings with Zillow anymore.
Yeah,
and all the consumers would then come to us. Mm-hmm. But it's too confusing because, you know, you just want to find a property. I don't care about their listing versus their listing. I want a neutral party.
Yeah.
But if Compass has the 20% market share by 2020, they're going to get bigger. And we have a platform where it's going to be private view, where we will be putting on listings prior to they go on MLS.
Mm-hmm.
So consumers are going to come to us
first. Yeah. So you have to get it'll have to get the word out.
It's
sort of like
a
search engine with, like, you know, using used to be, I remember excite.com.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Right.
And then, you know, Yahoo, and then you know, everybody now uses Google, and so it's kind of that. So sort of along those lines of, you know, which search engine you're going to use.
Right.
And so more and more we're going to have a bigger market share. I mean, this is going to take some time, mm-hmm. but for sellers it's a good thing too, because again, back to the stale factor of an expired listing, it hurts when you've been on the market for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, if you come to our private view, there's no you're not memorialized anywhere. You're not out there as already been chopped.
Oh, gotcha. Mm.
So as a seller, you can test your price. Mm-hmm. You can see what the, because the agents are looking, and we have, we'll be over 20%, maybe 30%.
Yeah.
So agents are looking at it. Sure. Potential buyers are looking at it. If it doesn't get snapped up, then you know, okay, we have to adjust our price. Yeah. Maybe we need to, you know, and I buyers mean, like
well,
it.
You know, it's interesting. That reminds me, it's almost like having brokers come in and give you what they think their assessment
broker
of that.
Price opinion.
Broker tour. That's what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a real live test in the marketplace.
Yeah. Very cool.
So at some point, maybe the realty companies are not going to be sharing their listings with Zillow anymore.
Well, then they have nothing. Put them out of business.
Yeah.
Right.
Zillow grew on the back of a very fragmented industry.
Yeah.
So, because there's no clear market leader.
Yeah.
So they could collect the data and they just got to the consumer directly. Yeah.
And their product is our listings. Mm-hmm. So they're taking our product and selling us leads off of them.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Quite well, actually. Yeah.
How do people get a hold of you, Patty?
Oh, I'm Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N, and with Compass at based in Marin County at 415-722-4842. Patty Cohn. And I've been in business 30 years. I know so much at this point.
And that's the other thing is that what's really good about Patty is she's been so long in the business, so experienced that, you know, I mean, you're dealing with $1 million house or more, you want someone who's experienced.
Yep.
So
yep.
Patty's very good about sharing information. Yeah. Really appreciate that.
Hey, so going back to the market cool down, what has the days on market been on average for your, you know, medium priced home in Marin right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing some like 30 days on market, but now that includes the contingency period, which by default of the contract is 17 days. But so many times it's, you know, in competition, it's so really honestly, like days on market on average has been like 10 days, 15.
So, which is you know, equates to a seller's market, right? In the, so, what days on market would you say is balanced market? 60? Including
that's a lot. No, 60 is a lot. If you can't get it done in 60, it's a problem. Maybe 30, 35.
Okay.
Now, a one way to actually tell a barometer of, I think, where you're getting to is how do you really know? Well, let's take 100 listings for sale. If out of the 100, 25% or less are in contract, we are in a buyer's market.
Okay.
If it's 25 to 35% in contract, it's a neutral market.
Okay.
And if it's over 35%, it's a seller's market.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so that's a good barometer.
Yeah. All right.
That's good.
And currently then, out of 100 listings,
how many are
right
in contract? Oh my God, we used to have 50% in market now.
Right.
Well, it's just too hard at this very moment because it's winter.
Yeah.
But I don't know, actually. I haven't looked in a while, but I think it's maybe 30.
Okay. So for those listeners who are looking at maybe either buying or selling, that's a good barometer to say. Like, it's hard to time any market in real estate, but and especially this time of year. But as we get into the new year and you're looking to purchase or sell, I mean, those are considerations. If you're looking to purchase, it's like, you know what? There's going to be more inventory.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's one thing to sell people too. You know, oh, wait till the spring to put your house on the market. Another thing to say, now you better wait 2 more years and then put your house on the market. I mean, that's really hard to.
Right.
But even two
right.
more years, it's not going to get better. I mean, it's not going to crash.
Yeah.
But right now, your terms are more favorable than they will be in 2 years from now.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because, and by the way, now I'm like, so back to the days on the market question. If you look at that percentage in contract, your days on the market are going to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
You guys ready for the holiday?
And the list price to sales price. Oh, ready for the holiday. Oh, yeah. Ready. I'm wearing red.
No, I said you're ready for the hard one.
Oh, the hard one. The hard question?
Here's the hard question.
Okay.
To me, it was because I did not get this correct.
Do we have to get to a break soon?
The 8:40 mark, and it's 8:15 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll ask it really slowly. No. What does GOP stand for? Right, you remember they, you know, from, that's a. It doesn't stand for Republican Party because that wouldn't be GOP per se, but I guess it is the Republican Party, isn't it?
Yep.
Isn't that what they consider it? Okay.
Yeah.
Don't look at the answers. I see your eyes peering. All right, don't touch that dial. Call 888-912-1190.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly. at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and Patty Cohn. And, you like that? And Patty Cohn. All right. Nam graced us with his wisdom in knowing this question. He told us off air, what does GOP stand for?
Grand Old Party.
Not Grand Old Opry, but Grand Old Party. Really? He knew that. I'm very impressed.
I can retire now.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at trivia.
Winnings from that
no,
question.
You did. Yeah, the OPEC one was hard, but you got number one and number three. Listen, that's
every
batting 667. That'll get you in the Hall of Fame.
Broken clock is right.
Right twice a day. Right? That is correct. Actually, I heard I read some trivia question. They said, you know, what's the angle when it is 9:15, right?
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And you're thinking, okay, well, that, you know, if you look at the
180.
You think it's 180, right? Or zero, right? No. The thing is, remember, when the clock starts to go towards 15, the little hand starts moving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so almost like a trick question. Like if it's 9:30.
3 degrees
like,
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, it's like 47 degrees. Something like that. Kind of crazy. That's a hard one. That was not our trivia question. Okay, Nam, we did receive an email. I guess someone's been following your company, stalking you, saying, how much of economy is a scale can your firm get by growing?
So
explain that one.
Yeah. So economies of scale. Let's use the fund as an example. Let's focus on that. So I guess the question is, you know, as the fund grows, let's say as the fund grows in size and in assets under management, where can we realize some efficiencies or lower costs?
That's exactly what I think he's getting.
Yeah. So, you know, things, there's some expenses that are relatively fixed, like fund administration or fund audit. You know, the costs that we pay our accounting
tax
firm
return,
to audit our fund, you know, that's not going to go up based on the dollars. So as the fund gets bigger, I mean, that is fund accounting is always an expense.
Yeah.
But the bigger the size of the assets under management relative to the cost for that accounting.
Yeah, there'll probably be a little bit more because if you have more loans, it's more to audit. But it's going to be more incremental than
right.
It would be huge. Yeah.
So if the fund grows to twice the size, the audit cost wouldn't be twice as much.
Gotcha. Say,
but it's incremental. But things like that. So some of the fixed expenses, some of the personnel, although we don't pass personnel expense on to, you know, through the fund, or we don't pay for it through the fund. But, you know, certainly as a company, as our assets under management grow or loan origination, you know, we get some economies of scale there where it's not like we're doubling our staff size when we double our loan size or loan volume.
Okay, so it's not bad for your investors if the fund grows.
Absolutely
it actually
not.
Helps them a little bit.
Right, yeah. Right. So we can realize some yield gain if you know, there's fewer expenses or...
Yeah, because you guys have grown, but it has not been exponential. I mean, it's taken 5 years. And how large is the fund now?
Our fund now is about close to $44 million or so.
Okay.
So, you know, it's grown, although the total loans we've done as a company this year will be 120 plus million.
Okay, because you do short-term loans, people pay it back.
Yeah, so sort of a short answer is we always need more fund capital. So for investors out there, we can certainly place capital pretty quickly. We've got more deal flow than, you know, than capital, and which is the reverse of a lot of others in the industry who have way more capital and are just looking for deals. So we could be choosy. Choosy on the types of deals we fund. We say no a lot.
Don't you say no more often? Yeah.
We do. We continue to say no probably at 90% of the loans scenarios that come our way.
Yeah. So. Well, like you said, if you got that much deal volume, you can be very choosy.
Yeah. And, you know, going back to the stock market and the economy, we have some institutional money looking at us now and looking at our fund as, in terms of the yield, as a replacement for what they were getting in the bonds, in bonds. So they're looking at parking their money with firms like us, you know, or looking at alternative finance as a place to invest in.
Yeah. It's not the Wild West anymore, you know, with craziness.
I mean, no, it's much
still
more
regulated and yeah, you get audited and third party. I mean, very similar to a regular mutual fund has that third party oversight anyway.
Yeah. So the industry's gotten a lot more transparent. If you go to, like we do, a lot of conferences and events, the types of companies that are there to as service providers and as investors has grown in terms of sophistication, in terms of technology, in terms of just overall, you know, just transparency for the industry, which is good.
Will you lend against Bitcoin?
Not again.
Not again.
It's a topic that comes up probably once a month on the show, and of lately it's been getting beat up a lot by us.
35. I know. Yeah. I was thinking, how can we short that? Because I when it hit like, you know, 18,000 or something, I was thinking, I know it can't sustain itself because it's not built on anything.
It's so risky.
Even at 3,500, it's overpriced.
Yeah. I was wondering, you know, they spend so much computing power to solve these math problems in order to acquire Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Is there some way you can go figure out those problems offline? Like, with an abacus or something like that. It's going to cost a lot less, right?
Well, that's what that one article was talking about, how it was costing, it's at a point now where it's costing more to mine it than it is to acquire it.
Yeah, than the value. Wow. So it costs $4,500 to mine one coin.
In electricity.
In electricity.
I mean, that's got to be a lot of electricity. My house bills are $4,500 a month.
It's crazy.
And one Bitcoin is worth $3,500. So you're upside down at $1,000 just to acquire the coin.
Wow.
Now, if you're a speculator, maybe that's, you know, you're betting long or something like that, but it's speculative. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line right now. So I think Iceland or Greenland was a country where there was a huge influx of people moving there to mine Bitcoin because of the geothermal power was really low cost. And so there are all of these servers being set up in Iceland or Greenland because of the electricity was so much less there. But now there might be a
mass migration. I wonder why their electricity is so much less, because they're closer to the North Pole?
Because geothermal is natural electric producing. You know, they use the thermal to generate, you know, to power turbines to generate electricity. It wasn't like coal or natural gas or petroleum. It was free.
I mean, I may be dumb, but what's the geothermal? I mean,
just
the atmosphere?
The heat, just the, like...
The heat coming from the ground?
Coming from the ground, yeah.
Yeah, but it's freezing up there. I don't get it. Yeah. I mean,
Greenland's freezing. Iceland's not so freezing.
It heats up the water, and the water can be used to generate
turbines. Okay, sort of like
turbines. Old faithful. It's kind of like steam.
Yeah.
Steam power to generate electricity, so...
And it's not like it's solar power. There's not a lot of sun.
No.
So why don't they go to Old Faithful and just kind of attach something there? You know, that's constantly going. A geyser, right?
Yeah.
Sure. We'll try it there. Probably get arrested for trespassing.
What are you doing? Well, I'm setting up a geothermal and mining Bitcoin. Yeah. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. What are you in for? Geothermal.
Exactly. Okay. We have one more minute before we have to cut the break. What do you guys want to cover?
Well, if people want to invest in the fund, certainly give us a call, 415-883-2150, or you can go online at www.pacificprivatemoney.com to learn about the fund or to learn about just note investing or trustee investing as well. We haven't talked about that in a while, and we can talk about it later, but we also sell loans on a one-on-one basis.
But to get in the fund, you have to be, there are some requirements.
Yeah, for the fund, you have to be accredited, so $1 million net worth, $50,000 minimum investment, and a 12-month minimum hold.
Okay. It's $1 million exclusive of your home.
Correct.
Or $200,000 of income. That's the definition of being an accredited investor, as I remember.
Mm-hmm. You remember correctly.
I remember correctly. And 1 year hold, so after that, there's no fee to get in, no fee to get out.
Correct.
And we're that's my favorite kind of investment. Yeah. No fee to get in, no fee to get out.
Yeah.
All right.
It's amazing.
Okay. So when we come back, we're going to have some closing comments. You let us know if there's any investment conferences coming up.
Yeah.
Where people can learn more. All right. Stay with us. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money and Patty Cohen of Compass Realty. Right?
Compass.
Did I get the right?
Compass.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, just Compass, not Compass Realty, just Compass.
I'm saying Compass Realty because...
Yeah, because otherwise people would Compass, I mean,
Compass Realty.
What do you have, Weathervane?
I know, exactly.
Okay. Nam, you wanted to share something about the Paradise.
Yeah, so I was out...
Pleasure.
What's that?
Pleasure, Trump. Remember, Trump said pleasure.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's so silly.
Did he really?
Yes.
He I didn't hear that.
At the, in pleasure. He was in paradise.
Oh, no.
And you should have seen, you know, Jerry Brown. He's like, we'll let that go. He won't say it twice. He said it twice. He was like, paradise. Oh, my God.
You should interrupt the president and say, excuse me, El Presidente. Yeah. I just want to make sure you know it's called paradise, not pleasure.
So, yeah, yesterday we were talking about Shangri-La. No. I was meeting with a mortgage brokerage, and we were just talking about all the fires that happened this year. And they said, you know what? They're already getting requests for loans for rebuilds. But it's a high demand because of speed for modular homes up there. And he showed me some of the models of the modular homes people are able to get. They're really nice.
And they're not that expensive. I mean, what is it, $100 a foot or something?
Yeah, I think $120, $150 a square foot, which...
Wow.
And the time for delivery, the time for completion in the building.
They come in... I mean, that's why they call them modular, right?
Yeah.
They come in
sections.
In sections. There you go. Yeah.
So cheap.
So he was talking about builders who are located out of country. So some are being built in Mexico and some are... There's some in Colorado, actually. There's some local, too. But they're seeing a high demand for those in Paradise. And they have loan products for them, which is interesting because they're a conventional lender. And saying that, you know, you're going to see that segment take off, and maybe we'll see it in Sonoma County as well.
And will Pacific Private Money lend on those?
You know, we'll look at those. I mean, it's ultimately going to come down to our investors, you know, feeling good about investing in modular homes.
I mean,
really
what it comes down to is the exit strategy.
Yeah,
Will this person be able to sell the house to another person? I mean, that's really
right.
What it comes
down
to.
And for us, the exit could be a refinance as well into
as
a conventional.
As long as another bank is willing to look at
so
it.
So the fact that this bank or this mortgage broker said, we can be the exit, that'll be interesting. It's something we'll pursue.
Yeah, because you got to figure that, I mean, a lot of these houses, I mean, it's not like, you know, the caveman days. I mean, some of these things are really built really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the technology for it, some of these homes, you know, this mortgage broker was talking to me about, the entire roof is solar. So it's not solar panels on top of a roof. It's integrated solar. From corner to corner, all of it is generating electricity.
Well, it depends on, you know, where the sun is at the time, but at least it's better to have than not to have
right.
it.
Right, but the capacity to generate across the entire roof, which is essentially one giant solar panel, is another thing, too. So the technology there.
Yes, but is there indoor plumbing?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, that's the other part. That's another conversation. Yeah. No, indoor plumbing is included.
Of course.
But really interesting.
Well, apparently Tesla is getting into indoor. They're getting into solar roofs.
I shouldn't have started that.
Don't they own Solar City as well? And they have solar integrated solar shingles too. I've seen some of those. So
very cool. I like that.
Yeah, the whole space is housing.
For those listening to the show for a long time, they know I am a conservationist. Now, I'm not an environmentalist, as one would define that, but I am a conservationist.
Mm-hmm.
I save paper clips because I'm too cheap to go out and buy new ones.
That's where our paper clips are disappearing.
That's right.
From the office.
And staples. You got to take the staples out, and then you got to fold them back to make them. No, I don't think.
God,
I don't
imagine
do
this guy
staples.
At 90 and be like, oh, no.
Totally.
Well, Edward, why are you hoarding all these paper clips?
But if you're interested in getting into buying a modular home, call our office because we have connections for things like that.
Give actually, phone number one.
Yeah, 415-883-2150.
Very good.
And I am Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N, with Compass Real Estate, 415-722-4842.
Excellent. All right, here's our thoughts for the day. A couple of years ago, my therapist told me I had problems letting go of the past. I feel he was wrong. And when one door closes, another opens. Or you can open the closed door, because that's how doors work. Ba-dum-bump. There you go. All right. You like that? Got
that's
a little wonderful. A little Christmas season. Hey, everybody out there, have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
and tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We're wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.